Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Chicken, cream of mushroom soup, cornflakes on top. If you grew up out of state, those probably sound like ingredients for a delicious casserole. But in Minnesota, we're talking hot dish.
Putting a mixture of meat or another protein source with a vegetable and a starch so that it's a one-dish meal is very, very old. And it goes way, way back to Europe to the chowders that they made in these big pots. Chaudière is the name of the pot.
That's Anne Burkhart, author of the book Hot Dish Heaven. As for why hot dish is so popular in Minnesota, Burkhart says it's pretty simple.
Well, it's partly the long winters. You know, it is so marvelous to be able to come home and smell that in the oven already. You know, it's welcoming, it's warming. Men love it because they're usually pretty sure that they can get seconds.
When asked about the most classic hot dish, Burkhart points out there's a whole chapter in her book on the classics.
Macaroni and cheese. Another one is tuna and noodles. A third one is scalloped potatoes and ham. Here in Minnesota, of course, you have to have chicken and wild rice. It's just a given.
The only rules around hot dish are that it should contain a starch, a protein, and something crunchy on top, like cornflakes. Oh, for delicious.
MN90 is a co-production of the Minnesota Historical Society and AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at mn90.org.